As we continue now with the next segment in our occasional series on the nation's dropout crisis, consider this. A recent federal report revealed that Georgia has one of the worst graduation rates in the nation, third from the bottom. Nearly half of the students in Atlanta public schools do not make it to graduation. Atlanta students like these.
I was really scared when I found out I was pregnant.
I never fit into the normal model of public education.
I didn't go back after I had my son.
So I just decided to get me a job and then just live from there.
I just stopped going to school.
Research shows that failing classes, coming from a low-income household, and failure early in school are some of the most common predictors for becoming a dropout. Cole Alexander was a senior at Dunwoody High School when he dropped out.
So in an act of rage, like, I just started like trashing the school. I just started walking into classrooms with my cigarette, just like taunting the teachers. And like, I still thought I should be able to learn, or I don't know.
Producer Jennifer Ament interviewed Cole.
I enjoyed being bad and rebellious. I don't like rules. I was 18, I'm a grown up. I think I was like late for some classes, maybe like missed a day or something. So I'd done a lot of bad stuff, but I guess this was the final straw, was something really anticlimactic. Like I was tardy too many times to our class, just like late, you know, 10 minutes late or something, or 5 minutes late. They were forcing me to resign. She said like I had to sign this thing, and I wouldn't sign it because I wanted to continue to go to school and learn. And so Ms. Bobo, eventually she was like, well, even if you don't sign it, you can't come back or something. It was after Columbine had happened. It seemed like they were getting rid of a lot of kids who were kind of like outside the box or slightly alternative. You know, I didn't dress in like a trench coat, but I was definitely like into punk rock, and I dressed real weird and stuff. So I felt like after Columbine, I definitely felt like they lumped me and my friends in with that, and this troubleshooter made sure to, like, there wasn't going to be any chance of, like, weirdos at the school. It's just my personal opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. But so I was really furious because I wanted to go to school. I wanted to learn. I felt let down. So in an act of rage, like, I just started, like, trashing the school. I, like, grabbed a trash can and flipped it. And that lit up a cigarette. And, like, I just started walking into classrooms with my cigarette, just, like, taunting the teachers. And, like, one of the teachers, like, what are you doing? And I, like, cursed at her in front of the class. I blew a smoke in her face. And they're just horrified. Eventually, a police officer came up to me and escorted me off the premises. I felt screwed over by the school, but I mean, I guess I can kind of understand why they wanted me gone. I was causing trouble a lot of times, but I still thought I should be able to learn, or I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who's right or wrong. It was a weird, weird system. It's like you have to go to college. It's all about going to college. And if they thought you weren't going to make it, they put you in this weird work program where you're going to be like a working class guy. So there's nothing really cut out for me being an artist, like what I wanted to do. But I would have liked to learn a little more, and I kind of wish maybe one day I would like to go to college.
Cole Alexander is one of the thousands of students who don't make it to graduation. The music is by Cole's band, The Black Lips. Jennifer Ament is our producer. Our American Graduate Dropout Prevention coverage is supported by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Rita Allen Foundation, and the National Black Programming Consortium.